This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you're talking about Loudonshire Council in Australia. Please continue.
Yes. This is not the same Loudonshire that was in America. Okay? There's a different municipality, but an unfortunate coincidence that maybe, you know, I don't know, but it's spelled L-O-D-D-O-N, so Loddon. Now, the Loddonshire Council, the Loddonshire has 7,513 residents, according to the census data, and given a population density of about 2.4 people per household, that would mean that there are around about 3,000 households in this shire and in this municipality. Now, the CEO of the Loddonshire Corporation, they are a corporation, they have an ABN number, okay? The CEO of the corporation gets paid, according to the Herald, according to the Weekly Times of last week, gets paid $240,000 as a salary. That is absolutely jaw-dropping, because assuming that the Loddonshire Council is levying an extortion fee of approximately $1,000 on each one of these 3,000 properties that are on this shire, that means that their rate roll, their tax roll, is around about $3 million. And he gets 1/12 of that tax roll going straight into his pocket. That is absolutely jaw-dropping and unacceptable. And I can only assume that the other 6 or 8 board members of the Loddonshire Corporation are getting a similar salary. I don't, the salaries of the other board members were not published, but salaries of other municipalities' board members were in a range, okay? And, yeah, it was an absolutely marvellous piece of journalism, and my hat goes off to whoever is working at the Weekly Times who put this news article together that went through and found out how much all of these, you know, 100 or more municipal employees were paid. You know, here, that, you know, that is the reason for a tax revolt right there. People need to stop paying their property taxes because they're a fraud. They need to stop feeding this beast that is slowly destroying, actually not slowly anymore. It's not slowly destroying us all. It's destroying us. It's destroying us at a rate of knots. because we are the ones who, not me personally, because I haven't paid their property taxes since 2016. Because I wrote to them and I said to them, listen, this is extortion. It's contract without consent. You're a private corporation. I don't have to contract with you. I refuse to contract with you. I'm not paying this invoice anymore. I'm not paying them. And they did everything under the sun over the next few years to get me to pay the property taxes, including that they sent their goons around in force, members of the Victoria Police, to raid my land and to demand by force of arms that I sign an undertaking of bail. And I to avoid getting kidnapped, I signed the undertaking of bail to appear at a courthouse, and next to my name, I wrote, via coercio. This is enslavement. Okay? So, that means that I'm being forced to do this. And if you ever are in that situation, that's what you need to do. You sign your name, and then you write next to your name, via coercio. Or you simply sign VC in the place where your signature should be. That is probably an even better way to go. And any judge that sees that will recognize those letters VC as via coercio. And that is, in fact, the way where speaking a foreign language can help you. Because there's no guarantee that the police officers, the police members, as they themselves like to be called, the blue team members will even recognise what VC means, because they're not very bright. They don't have a high IQ, and I don't think many of them speak Latin. But that's what happened. And, I went to the courthouse, and they presented me with a document which they said was a court order, and I said, listen, I want a few days to go and check this out. And they said, yeah, fine, okay, off you go. And I said, give me a week. So I said, okay, all right. So I took the document and I had a good look at it, and one thing that I immediately noticed was that there was no judge's signature on it. There was no official court stamp. There was no judge's registration number, which means that that court order that they tried to foist off on me was in fact a fraudulent document. And I wrote to them, all right. I sent them an affidavit saying that this you presented me with a fraudulent document. And the original invoice was fraud and extortion, and I told you I wasn't going to pay it because it was fraud and extortion. And I'm not gonna sign off on this court order because it's fraud and extortion. It's yet more fraud, yet more extortion. So you are attempting by fraud to get me to agree to a contract that's going to cost me thousands of dollars. You've got to have rocks in your head if you think that I'm going to agree to that. No. And you know something? There was absolutely nothing that they could do against me after that. Because I said, if you persist in this, I'm going to pursue a damages claim to you. This affidavit also represents a cease and desist letter. And if you do not cease and desist, I am going to pursue a damages claim for $10 million against you because of your fraud and your extortion. And I went through and I outlined the High Court of Australia precedent that common law precedents that date back to the days of that Magna Carta in 1066, the Magna Carta, and or whatever date it was, I can't honestly remember. This is it. You've got to stand up against them. And they have not been able to legally and lawfully pursue that invoice because it's not an invoice. It's a fraudulent, extortionate letter of demand. And if I had the mafia come here and say, you know, we're not going to let you operate unless you pay us a fee. You know, we're operating an insurance business here, you know, and, you know, you don't want your farmhouse to burn down, do you? I would not agree to contract with them either, you know. I'm not going to say what would happen to them, but I wouldn't agree to pay their invoice. I certainly wouldn't agree to pay their invoice. You know, because it's extortion. And paying off extortionists only encourages them. And, you know, it was extremely difficult for me to do that. But now I'm absolutely so glad that I stood up to these evil people, both at the local college, where they wanted to teach my children that it's okay to be gay, and I wrote to them. And they, you know what they did, Vincent? They threatened to send the families department against me for pulling my children out of the school because I said, it's, you know, I disagree. You know, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. What you're doing is pedophile grooming, and I'm not allowing you to do that to my children. I'm pulling my children out of the school. Because I'm not allowing you to teach them that it's okay to be gay. And they threatened child protection after me for me pulling my children out of the school. And I said, you do that and you're going to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come out in court that you're teaching underage children homosexual habits, which is pedophile grooming, which is a crime. And you know something? They never came after me. And that was 4 years ago. It was when my children were 14, I think 13, 14, 16, thereabouts. You know, I had one that was about 13 or 14, and I had one that was about 16, 15 or 16 at that time. You know, and if everybody did that, there's no way that they would succeed. And that is what it's going to have to take, individual action, not attending public meetings, not attending demonstrations. That's just a really good way for you to get your name on a list. And, I mean, my name's probably on half a dozen lists anyway, but they know that if anything happens to me, that they are going to get sued six ways to Sunday, as the saying goes. You know, and I'm digging my heels in. And there's no way that I'm ever, 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 ever going to accept anything that they have to foist against me. You know, and on the inside of me, there's still a bit of a pirate and a bit of a highwayman. And I think that all of us have to discover our inner outlaw in order to stand up against these people. Not to do the wrong thing, but just to have the gonads to do the right thing. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. It does. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, class, believe it or not, there are people who are really proud of their children. And they've got pictures of them from, you know, in sports. And they've got pictures of them, you know, with their football gear on, baseball gear on, karate, you know, etc. And they're proud of their achievements at school. And, you know, as they get older, they're proud of their, you know, life achievements and things that they've done. And some people have actually have pictures of their children marrying homosexuals on their mantle and, you know, in places of prominence in their, you know, living room where people used to gather before the corona panic. Can you imagine having a picture of your two boys, your boys marrying other boys and then putting that picture in it in a place of prominence, or your daughter marrying another girl and having, you know, being proud of that? Well, there are people who are. There are people, and they don't understand. These are sins. This is perversion. And they're saying, we endorse it, we support it, and we're proud of it. That's what's happening in this country. And so the people who are accusing me of hate speech, you know, hate speech because I don't approve of homosexuality. I think it's perverted, you know, 8 ways to Sunday. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. And I'm embarrassed to say that I knuckled under, I yielded, I gave in to thinking that I needed to support my former friend who had, you know, his homosexual child marry another homosexual child. And I actually went in there to the wedding and then I left. I said, this is it. I can't take any more of this. You know, music was playing and people were dancing and they were celebrating these two faggots getting married. So lesbians. Okay, back to you, Glenn. Oh, and one other thing. So I looked up the average salary for public people, meaning people who work for the government. And if you take out the big cities, okay, in Missouri, that'd be Kansas City, St. Louis, and then Springfield, Missouri. Those are the three big ones. The salaries range from a low of $22,700 per year to $165,000 per year. So exactly why would we be paying someone $165,000 a year? Why? To work for the government. Why? They get every conceivable holiday off. They get more paid vacation, paid sick leave, more holidays. They work less than pretty much everybody else. And they get up to $165,000. That pales in comparison to the $240,000 annual compensation that you were talking about in Lordenshire County in Australia. But it's still way too much money. It's still way too much when the average farmer's probably getting around $20,000 a year and living below the poverty line. And the farmers are actually doing something where these government parasites are really, except on the low level. The low level, they probably do things like fix, you know, equipment and things like that to keep the government running. But the high end, they just point and say, you, do that. You, go over there and do that. You know, they administrate. Administration means, to me, it means they don't know how to do it, but they tell other people to do it. You know, they assign tasks. That's what an administrator is to me, someone who assigns tasks but doesn't know how to actually do it himself. A manager, to me, is someone who can lead by example. So even though I had, you know, a title of vice president at one time, I would consider myself not an administrator, but a manager, someone who would lead by example, someone who knew how to do it and could lead the team and say, here, I'll show you guys how to do it. That's the difference between, in my mind, between a manager and an administrator. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, my dad, many years ago, I don't know if I mentioned this on air before, but he was in charge of the water board in Geraldton in Western Australia. And I remember Mum and Dad talking once about when he was building a water pipeline. And it had been decided by the municipality that a particular settlement within the municipality, which is huge, the Geraldton Greenwich Shire is absolutely enormous. It's probably the size of some American state. And they decided that this town called Walkaway needed a water pipe, and they assigned the task of constructing this water pipe to my dad. And he arranged the whole thing, but when it came time to actually build it, he went down and helped to put water pipeline.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they called a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50 with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair. But we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you want to get some a little more insight into how I think, why I do the things I do, if you go to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and you go to the Ron Gibson channel, Ron, G-I-B-S-O-N channel, and you select Wednesday, September 25th, 2019, it's on the right-hand side as one of the most viewed offerings on BitChute. USA Prepares Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. You'll learn why I canceled the USA Prepares Village project. I unload on the meetup group, the public school teachers, principals, superintendents, you know, freeloaders, trolls, detractors. I unload on all of them. So if you want to know a little bit more about what makes me tick, that would be BitChute, USA Prepares, broadcast Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. And it's one of the most viewed on that particular channel. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, what gives me a great deal of comfort, okay, is I look at all these people, and to be perfectly honest, they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, okay? That's an Australian saying. It means that they're good for nothing, and very, very soon, the majority of them are going to be dead. Because in what is coming, if you don't know how to do anything, then you are not going to survive. Because your own, I'm not talking about harming anyone, their own stupidity will kill them. They will do things that will result in their own demise. Okay? This is it. It's, we are heading into a full systemic collapse. We are headed straight for it. It's unavoidable, and it's inevitable. Going out at this point in history, protesting on the streets, ranting, raving, jumping up and down, saying how it's so unfair, we've got to restore everything, blah, 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 blah. It's not going to do any good. It's wasting your time. You need to stay at home, and you need to prepare your own household for what is coming. That means that you need to organize your own water supply, your own electrical supply. You need to organize your own food supply. And you need to secure yourself some shelter that nobody can take away from you. Okay? If you own your own house outright, that's great. That's well and good. You need to begin fighting the municipality on the property tax issue, or they're going to bring it to your doorstep sooner or later, because they are going to feel their own want of resources, and they are going to hammer their tax slaves more. So, but the people who have already fought them on this issue and won, they are the ones who will get left alone, because they will get put in the too hard basket, okay? So, but if you don't own your own real estate, you need to fix that problem now. You need to, if you can, you need to secure some land that you actually own, and you need to put a structure on it so that you can have somewhere to live, okay? And that, you know, like I said, I'm not into doing anything that the municipality says anymore, okay? And they know they're going to get sued if they push it. They know that. I've told them that multiple times, okay? And if they push it too far, they are going to get taken to court, and they are going to get a damages order filed against them. Because I've had enough. But you need to. If you can't do that, then you at least need to do what thousands and thousands and thousands of other Americans and people all over the world have done. You need to obtain a recreational vehicle. And if you can't afford a recreational vehicle, you need to at least obtain a nice, good, solid tent. Because you will have to have some place that you can call your own in this time to come. But you need a food supply. You need a water supply. You need an electrical supply. You need a supply of heat. That means probably firewood. If you're only just getting started in this, you've come late to the ball game. There's no two ways about it. And you are going to have to work twice as hard as any of us ever find ourselves working. But, you know, it's not too late. If you start tomorrow, if you start today, I believe that you can still do it. But if you don't do it, you are going to be trapped in those metropolitan concentration camps. There are apartment buildings in Melbourne. There's one called the Kings Park building on South Bank in Melbourne, and it has been locked down for 2 weeks. That means nobody in this apartment building can leave their apartment for 2 weeks because of the coronavirus. They got police outside this apartment building, you know, keeping it quarantined, keeping it locked down, stopping people from leaving their own apartment. Oh, my gosh, there's women with small children in these apartments. They must be driven half crazy. If you are in one of these apartment buildings, for crying out loud, get out. Put your apartment on the market with a price that will sell it quickly and take the proceeds and buy some rural land. Even if you have to live on that rural land in an RV or in a tent, you know, until you can get a house built. Do it. Do it now. Because, you know, it's Melbourne today, but it could be your city tomorrow. And if you're in an apartment building, you're in the worst possible situation that you could possibly imagine. They can come and put police on the doors of the apartment building and stop anybody from entering and leaving. And then your apartment building becomes a concentration camp. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Well, so you're talking about metropolitan concentration camps, and that video on YouTube that was assigned by one of our class as homework, it's called Cadillac Desert. It's on YouTube. It's about 4 hours. And you will learn by watching that there are multiple coal-fired electric power generation plants that are necessary and in place and are operational that pump water up 300 miles so that Los Angeles can have water. Now, California is the state that's saying, you know, we got to watch emissions, you know, tailpipe emissions. We have to reduce, right? They had all kinds of air pollution problems in the 1970s and 80s, etc. And they still do have air pollution problems. They're the people who say that we need to reduce emissions, and yet they have multiple coal-fired electric power plants pumping to generate electricity to run the electric motors that pump the water up 300 miles so L.A. can water their lawns, have fountain dispensaries for, you know, soda and beverages, etc., restaurants, and all the important things that happen in L.A., whatever that may be. And, of course, all the farming, irrigated farming that goes on in Southern California. So if the grid goes down, and if those coal-fired power generation plants shut down that generate the electricity to pump the water to L.A. and to the farms, there's going to be a massive, massive die-off of everything. Plants, trees, animals, people. That's what will happen. And all of those people in the metropolitan concentration camp known as Los Angeles are dependent on water from elsewhere because there is not enough water in the desert where they are in Los Angeles in Southern California to provide for their sustenance. There's not enough water for them to live. So they get water from elsewhere. And if that water stops, they die, unless they move. And don't come here. And don't come here to Missouri. Because right now, Vinny's really sick of the tax increases because of the people from California moving in here and driving up the land values. And what are they going to do? Are they all going to be farmers? Are they going to be good stewards? Or are they going to build more houses like they're used to? Sidewalks, curbs, lawns, and all the rest of it. Is that what they're going to do? I surely hope not. I surely hope not. And class, if you decide that you're going to move someplace else and you happen to be in a urban environment, you want to move to a rural environment, to the countryside, I suggest you take a page out of our book, and that is that you don't change what happened on the land that you decide to buy. So what that means is we didn't change it. All we did was build a house and a barn, and we are raising cattle the same way that cattle have been raised here since the land was stolen from the Indians. That's what we're doing. No changes. And we're just settling within the village and doing what the villagers did before we got here. We don't want any traffic lights. We don't want any more police. We don't want any more government help. We want no changes. As a matter of fact, government, a little less government help would be appreciated. They don't even fix the roads here. So people from California would blow a gasket if they saw what they had, if they saw what driving on dirt roads with potholes that are 3 feet deep are like. They wouldn't understand it. When I thought, you know, I'm just fit to be tied with the generally dumb public and what is happening to our country. You know, people worked really, really hard to build it. We've been misled by villains. We've been misled by greedy people. We've been misled by the synagogue of greed. We've been misled by Wall Street. We've been taken advantage of by people who use us, use our labor, use our knowledge. These are people who aren't smart enough to do it themselves. They're not smart enough. They don't know enough about how to be a farmer, how to be an engineer. They don't know enough, but they do know how to manipulate money. They do know how to do that. They do know how to insert themselves in our path and become middlemen and make us susceptible to their services, if you want to call them that. And then by greed, they siphon off a percentage of all of our work. That's what government does. Government siphons off a percentage of our work. They call that taxes. And if you don't like it, they threaten to kill you. They threaten to put you in prison. They threaten you with harm. They have multiple armies. Some of them are blue. Some of them are black. Some of them are green. They have all kinds of armies to get you to conform and give and give and give.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that we haven't received any calls based on my comments today, or based on Gwyneth's comments today. Quite surprised that no one has challenged us. No one has said, hey, I agree with you. No one has said, I disagree with you. I'm very surprised. So, Gwyneth, it's really crazy to me how people have put their lives on the line and their blind trust into the municipalities to provide for them electricity, water, sewer, road maintenance, everything. Their lives are completely dependent on the municipal governments. I don't think they see it. I don't think that they see what a mess they are in. I don't think they see it. Any comments?
Yeah, I don't think they do either. You know, even here, you know, with our tidy population, they still fluoridate the water. I'm not on the municipal water supply. I don't want to be on the municipal water supply, okay? I don't have a water pipe from the municipality going past my land. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cough. On your comment on the previous section where you said if you move into an area, you've got to fit in, okay? You've got to pick an area where you think you can fit in. I think that ought to be emphasized, okay? Now, when I was looking for a farm, I saw this place on the internet, this farm that I'm on now, and I thought to myself, that place has Gwyneth written all over it. It's exactly the sort of farm that I would buy. I looked at the farms around it, and I thought, yeah, okay, I can do this. I would fit in there, okay? Because this is before I bought it, it was not really properly looked after for 10 years, but the homestead was originally established by a pair of hippies who built this house in 1984. And it's a hippie farmhouse on a hippie farm. And the farms around it are hippie farms. But the type of farming that I do is permaculture. I've been hanging around hippies since I was about 15 years old. I wouldn't necessarily describe myself as a hippie these days, but I know how they think, I know how they operate, I know how to fit in with them.
Gwyneth, you're right. We have Charles in Ohio calling in, and we only have a couple minutes. Welcome, Charles. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, I just I heard a program years ago where they talked about that property taxes were called out in the Constitution, and there's a fixed limit. I realize they put millage things on top of that, but they were just telling how we should go about and fight it. And they were on a couple times, and I lost track of the program.
Did you have any comments about any of the things that I said? My monologue, my comments about the perversion.
Oh, like yeah. I hope you don't get in trouble because, you know, there's, like you said, you hadn't gotten any calls, but there's a lot of people sitting around. Oh, yeah, there was a program that discussed hermaphrodites, and they said that the U.S. military was doing a lot of research into that, and they also did a program on how they attributed the gender preference to the polyphenols, and they would switch genders in fetuses, and that they knew that working around latex and a lot of stuff caused these problems. Mm-hmm. And it can be medical, and it could be done to in the womb in development of a fetus.
Mm-hmm. And I remember a medical doctor saying, and I'm not talking about Dr. Shuley, but another one on this broadcast mentioning that this was a deficiency. Homosexuality was caused by a deficiency during the pregnancy.
Right. Exactly.
Before.
There are other people that agree with that work, and I think that should be looked into, and I'm sure there are people are, but I don't think we're being given enough information, because there would probably be lawsuits by angry parents if they knew what was actually going on. Some, you know, if that's not responsible for all of it, it's probably.
Charles, let me ask you this: Did you agree or disagree with my comments, the things that I said during this broadcast?
I think you're a brave man, Vincent, and you're not going to pin me down on that one.
wait, I'm not going to pin you down? I mean, you don't
not
want to
on the air, no.
Why, you think they're going to come and get you?
No, I mean, I'm more of a, I look at you as there's certain types of people. You are a man who will stand up alone, and you're
a fighter. Unfortunately, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, Charles. Thank you. Thank you for joining
thank
us.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Gwyneth, as always, thank you for spending your late nights with us here at USA Prepares and sharing your wealth of knowledge. I'll see you next week.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.